Morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Thank God for giving us this country.
God bless America.
Special day. You will not abandon my soul to fail. You make known to me the path of life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Well-being of the Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. place today as we will turn to hymn number 717, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. Let us pray together the collect of the day, which is printed for you in the inside cover of the bulletin. We pray, Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity in the power of the divine beings. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated from the reading of God's word. The Old Testament reading appointed for Holy Trinity Sunday that comes to us from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. The one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal, and came to the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I. Send me." This is the word of the Lord.
Known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness
brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Jesus, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. He therefore exalted at the right hand of God, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this, and you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus, whom you crucified. Is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia of the verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with you. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I had told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from even the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Congregation, may be seated. At this time, I invite you to turn your hymnals to page 319, and there you will find the Athanasian Creed. I know we have a number of guests among us today for graduation, so I did want to explain this just a little bit. The Athanasian Creed is one of three historic creeds that has been given to the church to confess, and we still include it in our confessions. But in our worship services, we only say it out loud because it's so long. We only do it one Sunday a year, and it happens to fall on Holy Trinity Sunday. So since you're here with us today, and this is Trinity Sunday, you get to participate in saying the Athanasian Creed with us. This creed is chosen for Trinity Sunday because it goes into detail about how we understand who God is as a Trinity, Spirit, and yet it's not three gods, but it's one God in three persons. And so we'll use this tree to help us with that. And I also wanted to mention, there are a couple of places in this tree where it makes a reference to the Catholic faith. The word Catholic there is not capitalized, so don't worry, this is still a Lutheran church. But we use the word Catholic to just mean universal. This is the church of the faith that has existed at all times and in all places in the world. That's what that whole C Catholic word means. And so the way we do this creed is we'll do this responsibly by verses. I'll do all the odd numbered verses, and so I'll start with verse 1, and the congregation will respond with the even numbered verses. So we confess the Athanasian Creed. Whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Catholic faith. And the Catholic faith is this. For the Father is one person. The Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. Is Almighty, the Son Almighty, the Holy Spirit Almighty. So, the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. So, the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord. Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords. The Son is neither made nor created, but the Godhead of the Father. All three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, Trinity is unity, and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages. And he is man, born from the substance of his mother's visage. Equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity. humanity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. For as the original soul in flesh is one man, so God in man is one Christ. Those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. All right, great job, everybody. We'll continue with the sermon here now. Number 571, God loved the world so that he could. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The text for our sermon today is the second reading that we have from Acts chapter 2. And this is a continuation of what we heard last week. So last week being the day of Pentecost, this passage tells us other part of Peter's sermon that he preached to the people who gathered around to see this amazing miracle of the Holy Spirit coming upon the disciples. It's a little fire. pouring out this grace upon each other. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially dear members of the Trinity Lutheran Class of 2024, we have now officially come to the end of our first week of summer break from school. And all the signs are there, right? So, the school building is a whole lot quieter than it normally is. And I know the weather's been a little rainy and stormy this morning, but we have had some warmer weather, you know, reminding us that summer's here. And some days get closer than that. Wisdom, all of the many experiences you've had here at Trinity Point, and of course, all of it within the context of Christian education. So, you have the love of God, which is in all of these things that poured into you, right? Now, I know you can't see this from where you're sitting, but in this team, there is a line. And this line has one word next to it. Fill it to that line, all those words in the things to read, but honestly, some of those words are words that we don't probably use in everyday language, so we can come away from that feeling even more confused about God than we were when we started. We try our best to put this all into words, but God doesn't have those same limitations. And we give thanks to God today that we can see how gracious and how merciful our God is to us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit working together. Even if we don't fully comprehend it, we know that we are blessed because of who God is, and that all three persons of the Trinity work in a unique way to bless us. Our Heavenly Father is the one who loved us enough to create us. And when we mess up, it is our sin. He also is the one who created the brain to see us. Son of God, second person of the Trinity, loved us enough to obey his Father's will, come into this world, to die in instant death, and be our city. Of course, the Holy Spirit is the one who is sent by the Father and the Son together. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes it possible for us to believe any of this in the first place. He gives us the gift of faith. Not only that, he restores us. All of the crazy things that we experience in this life, the unknown things, the things that make us nervous. Yes, even those of us who aren't planning to be afraid of our fault. All of these uncertain things. So Peter takes that. He certainly lived in a time that was uncertain for himself, for the disciples, and he includes that in his sermon that he preaches, he's standing before all these people in Jerusalem. Last week on Pentecost Sunday. Even if you weren't here, maybe you looked and said, last week we talked a lot about this great miracle of the Holy Spirit giving the disciples the ability to speak in other tongues, other languages, so they can communicate with people who gathered there from all different parts of the world. So, I love how Peter, as he has this opportunity to be the one who stands and speaks for everybody, how is he going to use his words? First opportunity to that great miracle that he gives. And I love that he includes all three persons of the Trinity in just one verse of the sermon. In verse 33, and this is also quoted on the cover of your bulletin as well, Peter says, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, then he puts he, and he refers to Jesus, the Son, so that all three of them, poured out peace that you yourselves are seeing here. So this gift of the Holy Spirit is described as pouring out. God is pouring the Spirit and all of this grace and blessings upon us. That's, I think that's great because we're using this imagery of water. This is actually, of course, not the only time in the Bible when the Holy Spirit is connected to water. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is having this conversation with Nicodemus. Talks about being born of water and the Spirit. There are plenty of times when the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, are described like a liquid, just being poured out of us. So, I'm going back to the atmosphere. I know if you can tell that that thing that's been making some funny noises is here while I've been talking. Another reason why I'm trying to do that is I'm just curious. So it's already been making some noise. It's pretty fast. And the ice kind of falls into the basket. And we use a lot of ice at home, so it's a blessing. You know, when the ice comes in, we hear that noise. We know that we have more ice that can refresh us, especially in the hot summer days. But here's what I want you to think about, especially if you feel like you're doing this. So what do you say that the water represents here? Water represents knowledge that has been poured into you as a state of being. The experiences that you've had must give you wisdom, and most importantly, the love of God. So, where does that water come from in your life? At this point, it's been peers, and certainly your family, so how many people are here supporting you? And all of you get support and instantly fills up that tent. Where did they get it from? The people who have poured this water into you, where did they get it from? Well, you probably think you got it from your teachers and your family and your friends too, right? And you can go back generation upon generation. People pouring that grace, that knowledge, that wisdom, that love into one another. But ultimately, of course, we have to say that the ultimate water source is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit pouring these great blessings upon us. So, illustration breaks down somewhere, right? This is not literally infinite. We can't really describe that in a minute. There's still always more to come. Your tank has been the question is, how to fit more of getting that tank? That's where the second part of the game maker comes into play. This tank of water, this tank of front, pumps the water up to the second chamber of top so that ice can be made. With this, in the time that there's some more ice just came into this basket. So ice appears because of the water that has stuck. And guess what? Now there's room for more. Now I can pour more water into the tank because it's been used for the purpose which it was made for. Ice is a thing. Because of ice, it's fresh as ice. Not only do we get to cool down our own drinks, but we get to share the ice with others who might need it as well. God pours his water into you for a purpose. For a reason, he doesn't just do it to waste water. It's just like so many other things that we are familiar with in our lives. You pour things out for a reason. You go to the fridge and you want to grab a container of for orange juice or whatever, pour it into a glass all the way to the top. It's because you want to waste the juice or the milk because you want to drink it. You go to the gas station, fill up your tank all the way to the top with gasoline. Why? Because you're going to drive the car, because you're going to mow the lawn, whatever it is you're going to do. You go and fill your watering can from the hose, fill it to the top. Why? Because so the water can be so that it can be used to water plants. So God has poured his grace, his love, his water to you. Not for no reason. So that ice can be made. So that you can be blessed. And so that you can be a blessing to others. And the great thing about this is, it's not like God's water is some limited commodity where it's when it's gone, it's gone. But there's always more room in the tank. Whatever the ice is made, there's always more room for God to pour more water into you, and he will. And he does that for each and every one of us, whether we're hungry or not. So, what does that mean for you guys? This is the concept of 2024. Jesus said in John chapter 7, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. For as long as you have been here, the grace of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, has been poured out upon you. And here, on your last official day of eighth grade, you're just get full of ice cubes. So what are you going to do? My prayer, our prayer, is that you would be generous with it. You would help others in the heat of summer to be refreshed. That you'd be gracious and loving and forgiving because that's how you've been treated. You don't need to worry about running out. And you don't need to worry about the tank going dry because there's always more room where it's getting free. And you experience the next 4 years of high school and you go on to adulthood, college, but it's that God needs to do this. Gathered together to celebrate the accomplishments of our graduating students. Lord, we thank you for all that these students have achieved, and we look forward to the new forming students yet to come. One part of their life journey is complete. They are now prepared to begin another phase that will take them to unimaginable places. As they prepare for their next journey, we pray that you will help them always to remember their faith. We ask that these graduates would look back fondly on their happy memories, and that they would also continue to learn from their more difficult memories. You have called us all, Lord, to do your will and to walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. First today, we do have a couple of announcements for Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Lord of hosts, your ways are inscrutable, and your judgments unsearchable. Through your word, give us an ever growing understanding of the depths of your riches, wisdom, and knowledge, that we may glorify you forever, Lord, in your mercy. Lord of hosts, we thank you for those who have heard your voice, calling them to be your servants, including the Harris, our city president, Tim Shaw, our district president, Art Byform, our district leader, and all the officers of Christ. Grant to them the Spirit so that they can always say, "Here I am, send me to whatever you need." Bless all of our partners in mission ministry, including our sister congregation, Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Kaufman, and their pastor, Brett Jones. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, most you have promised that all these tanks are filled with your living water. Help us show forth in holy lives the fruits of the Spirit and live with love to our enemy. We rejoice with those who are celebrating birthdays this week, including Shirley, Julie, Evan, Calvin, Adriana, Stacy, and Betty. We also give you thanks once again for those who are graduating, for Mia, Carter, Olivia, Riley, Henry, and Quinn. And also for those graduating from other Lutheran grade schools, from Christ on Rock Lutheran High School, and all other schools, universities, and seminaries. Bless them mightily in the years to come. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, most we give thanks for those who have served our nation in military service, especially those who are currently serving, including Michael, Dan, Brett, Jesse, Chase, Alex, Isaac, Patty, Austin, Moore, Joyce, Tegan, Shaylin, and Mark. And on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember with gratitude those who gave their lives for us the cause of freedom. Help us to honor their sacrifice by using our liberty responsibly. Bless our nation and help us protect and increase the privileges we have for those who follow us, looking always to you from whom these gifts come. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, of those that hold all who suffer in your midst by your truth, including all who are on our prayer list, those who are in care facilities, Freda, Eula, Ronnie, Bill, Jim, Bobby, Charles, we lift Jerry before your throne as she recovers from her recent surgery. We also ask that you be with those in ongoing health needs and concerns, especially Thomas, Joe, Jim, Marvin, Amy, Jamie, Francis, Travis, Brett, Linda, Roland, Clover, Judy, Tina, and all those who are facing cancer. Remind them that since you are in their right hand, they cannot be taken. Gladden their hearts, cause their tongues to rejoice, and make their flesh dwell in hope. Lift up those who are grieving over the loss of loved ones, especially the family and friends of Tim Messi, the family and friends of Joyce Minister. Comfort them with the hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully pray for the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest, gathers together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone. All glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation, be seated. At this moment, we invite the ushers to come forward to worship the Lord with their tithes and offerings. sanctuary today. Remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Church office will be closed to the observance of Memorial Day. If you have any office work business that needs to be taken care of, you hold on to that until Tuesday. We would be appreciating it, of course. You can always contact me directly if there's any questions for me or questions in the meantime. Looking ahead, there will be a special voters meeting taking place on Monday. Solar energy project. There will be a vote that evening, so we hope that we will see you there. That'll be here at 7 o'clock on Monday evening, June 3rd. Just a reminder that Vacation Bible School is coming soon. It will be the week of June 24th to 28th. You know, several of you have already signed up to volunteer or you signed up your children to participate. This will be a really great week to do so. Already registered because this is the week that we're going to be ordering the t-shirts, which means we can ensure that you will get morning bulletin status was predicted for the same thing for this evening. So we're planning to have the first and second but one of these points to be if we have stuff to cancel that first. So thank you for anything else that is.
Thank you for joining us.
We hope to see you again next week.